You've got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
Week 10 on in New Orleans, and the Broncos looking to get back on the right track after struggling last week, and they'll be banged up going into the game against the Saints. But we're fully healthy here at Mason's Mailbag. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks, as always, for joining me. And speaking of injuries, let's get started with a question about a guy who's going to see a lot of time this weekend, Adam Gotsis. Graham McLagan asks, with Wolf out, I'm guessing we're going to have to give Adam Gotsis some reps. Does he still look promising? Well, I think we're going to have a better idea of that after Sunday, quite frankly, although Gary Kubiak did think Gotsis had his best game against Oakland. We'll see what he does with more playing time. Certainly, he struggled to really find his footing at times this year. Obviously, still learning the game of American football since he didn't really take up the sport until relatively late in life in his high school years down in Australia. Still working on the technical aspects, and of course, he's just now getting back up to speed after the torn ACL he had last year at Georgia Tech. I think a big key for him is going to be how he handles the times when he's double-teamed. One thing the Broncos have had when they've gone against the run, they've struggled when one of their defensive linemen has been double-teamed. As Gotts has said this week, a big key is this. You cannot allow yourself to get pushed back. You've got to stand your ground. Make sure you're at least providing an obstruction rather than getting pushed back. Frankly, that's been a big problem for the Broncos' defensive line. So Adam Gotts is really, if you know, the technical part of his game is still rounding into form, he needs to just show a lot of energy and a lot of fight. And when the Saints do double-team him, it's something they like to do on run plays. Ingram's 75-yard run last week, an example of a double-team setting up a big play. Just make sure you don't get pushed back. Stand your ground, be an obstruction. If he can do that, then the Broncos, I think, have a good chance to improve on their efforts against the run, and Gotsis will show some potential for the future. Second question from Bronco Tom Williams. We all know the Broncos' corners and safeties are awesome in pass coverage, but do you think other teams see a weakness in the Bronco D when they use a short passing game and tight ends to force our linebackers into pass coverage? Of course they do. I mean, that's the nature of football. You're looking to create mismatches. That's how you counter that. Certainly the Broncos have had trouble with the short passing game, with running backs and tight ends going against the linebackers. That's been a sore spot, and certainly they're healthy at those positions, but without Aqib Talib, there's probably going to be some more openings on the outside as well on Sunday, assuming he doesn't play. Of course, he's got the lower back issue that kept him from practicing this week. It'll be interesting to see what the Broncos do going forward. Maybe you bring another safety down in a short area coverage and only go with one single high safety, but then that means you're relying on one-on-one coverage on the back end. And some of the one-on-one matchups were exploited last week with Aqib Talib injured by Oakland. So the Broncos are kind of in a tough spot right now as far as being able to shore up their work against tight ends and running backs. Maybe in a better position once you get Aqib Talib back, and even once you get Derek Wolfe back helping things on the inside. Right now, it might be tough for them to improve that. So, you know, watch what Kobe Flainer does. Watch what Mark Ingram and Tim Hightower do out of the backfield on Sunday. Those could still be some problem spots for the Broncos, because until and unless they figure out how to defend that better, teams are going to continue to try to exploit that. That's just the name of the game. Find a weak area, or maybe an area that's just not as strong as another area, and exploit it. The Broncos have to adjust a little bit. Thanks for the questions. If you want in on next week's mailbag, go to DenverBroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag, or please find me on Twitter. I'm at Mace Denver, and use the hashtag AskMace. Until next week, take care, and thanks for watching.